13 girls stranded after Lusaka's trip. 28 people die in Christmas road accidents. International news, U.S. launches strikes against Islamic State in Nigeria. And in sport news, Zambians seek improved teamwork at AFCON. With the news in details, my name is Joshua Sichamba. In local news, twin teenage girls from Kasama have been left stranded in Lusaka's Ngombe compound after losing contact with their uncle, Joseph Mwansa. The girls, identified as Rachel and Cinderella Achizia, arrived in Lusaka on Saturday intending to stay with their uncle as they prepared to start secondary school. Mwansa was expected to meet them on arrival at the intercity bus terminus but failed to do so. Rachel said their bags were stolen shortly after they arrived at the bus station. She explained that a good Samaritan later assisted them with direction to Ngombe compound, where their uncle was believed to be living. However, upon reaching the area, residents informed them that Mr. Mwansa had moved to another compound within Lusaka. All attempts to contact him have since proved futile, leaving the two teenagers stranded. Copper Belt Province Police Commissioner Mwala Yuyi says Zambia police in the province have launched a special operation aimed at curbing the vandalism of ZESCO installation. Yuyi says the move follows a rise in cases involving damage to ZESCO infrastructure across the Copper Belt. He adds that the operation also includes measures to deal with reckless driving on roads throughout the province. Yuyi highlights the operational plan will be reviewed after the festival season to ensure that criminals do not exploit any gaps in law enforcement. He adds that a strong working relationship is in place with ZESCO and the Road Transport and Safety Agency, RATSA, which will support police effort during the operation. In Kenya, Ma Town Council, in partnership with Access Bank, has launched an electronic billing system to offer clients a convenient payment option via mobile money platforms. Speaking at the launch, in Kenya, Ma Town Council Chairperson Rayford Chitoti says the initiative represents a major shift from annual transaction in the local authority's revenue collection process. Chitoti adds that the new system will enable the council to maintain a comprehensive database of taxpayers and business establishments across the district. Still in local news, the Zambia National Service, ZNS, says a temporary diversion at the collapsed Kankumba Bridge in Sinjela area of Rufunsa District on the Great East Road is expected to be completed and opened to traffic later today. As emergency works continue following flood damage that cut off the road yesterday after a heavy downpour. Speaking on site this morning, ZNS Deputy Chief for Land Development, Colonel Stephen Mofu, says the service mobilized equipment and personnel immediately after the collapse to ensure traffic flow is restored as quickly as possible, with works on the diversion being treated as a priority. He says graders, excavators and compactors were deployed on site with a diversion designed to temporarily allow vehicles to pass while permanent bridge works are being finalized. And ZNS Commander Lieutenant General Malit Solochi says President Hakainde Hichilema has directed that all bridges across the country will be inspected following the collapse of the Kankumba Bridge in order to avoid similar incidents in the future. He says engineering teams from ZNS and the Road Development Agency, RDA, will look jointly to assess aging infrastructure and quickly intervene where structures show signs of failure. Meanwhile, RDA Director, Road Maintenance Engineer Paul Hawasimbi says the collapsed bridge will be worked on and is expected to be completed within 3 days. Engineer Hawasimbi explained that the bridge components have already been delivered and works will continue day and night to ensure full connectivity is restored within the stated time frame. Cabinet has approved the piloting of bulk importation of petrol in a move aimed at reducing fuel pump prices and improve security of supply. President Hakainde Hichilema made the decision during the final cabinet meeting for 2025 held on Tuesday, 23rd December at State House. Cabinet says the pilot program will allow the country to benefit from lower average import cost per unit, enhanced access to better financing terms, improved risk management, and increased operational efficiency. The bulk importation of petrol will be conducted on a pilot basis through a limited bidding process and will run for a period of 4 months. By aggregating demand across multiple oil marketing companies, Cabinet says the framework is expected to unlock economies of scale, enable the winning supplier to negotiate more favorable international purchase terms, reduce per unit import cost, and streamline distribution logistics. The government expects the initiative to not only result in lower fuel prices at the pump, but also strengthen security of supply, improve supply chain efficiency, and ensure full utilization of fuel storage depots. And finally, in local news, the Zambia Police Service has recorded 224 road traffic accidents during the Christmas holiday, resulting in 28 deaths. Police Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilabi says the accident occurred between Wednesday evening and this morning, with excessive speed being the leading cause. Chilabi says Lusaka province recorded the highest number of accidents with 8 cases, followed by Copper Belt province with 46 cases. He says the service collected 390,000 kwacha in admission of duty fines from 902 traffic offences recorded during the period. Chilabi has announced that police will intensify traffic enforcement and patrols during the New Year holiday, following the significant increase in accident compared to last year Christmas period. We now take a short break. Still to come is international news. Please don't go away.
Summer is all about balance, right? Whether you are catching up with friends at the bar after a long day of work, or spending quality time with the family in the backyard, Heineken is there to refresh every moment with its uniquely balanced taste and stab-root quality to ensure your enjoyment. So what are you waiting for? Ask for a Heineken next time and enjoy the refreshing moments this summer. Heineken, for a fresh world, not for sale to persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Hi there, this is Fast Mobile, your ultimate gadget destination. From the hottest smartphones, Samsung, iPhone, Tecno, Infinix, Itel, ZTE, Nokia, Google Pixel, Blackview, to all the accessories you need, covers, protectors, power banks, charger, flash drives, and more. We've also got top quality laptops, desktops, laptop bags, and stylish traveling bags for your everyday hustle. For content creators, we've got the full gear, cameras, camcorders, tripod stands, lapel mics, camera bags, just everything to keep you creating non-stop. Wait, gamers, we have all you're looking for. Your paradise awaits. PS5, PS4, Xbox consoles, games, and controllers all in one place. Find us at 3 convenient locations. Shop number A75, Freedom Way Road, or shop number 06, Chiparamba Road, and at shop number 113C, East Park Mall. Call WhatsApp us today on 0779 333 503.